Welcome in, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on when you're listening to this. Hope you are staying cool. It's so freaking hot. 100 degrees in Albuquerque. We finally hit 100 degrees like a week ago. Just absolutely miserable. Although a couple days ago did rain, so that was really nice. Wednesday, June 12th, episode 46, part of the Uncut series that we do. We're talking ChatGPT. ChatGPT, AI, and the unexpected nonprofit origin of OpenAI. We'll talk about all of that. Listen, I'm so tired, to be honest with you, of hearing about AI. Every time I'm watching TV and a commercial comes on, whether I'm watching the NFL or the NBA, whatever the case may be, you hear T-Mobile's doing an AI program, Microsoft's doing an AI program. It's everywhere. It feels like Y2K, right? Dating myself for you folks that remember Y2K was like, Y2K is coming. It's everywhere. It kind of feels like that, where it's AI everything. So we're going to get into that here in a little bit. As usual, be sure to follow us on Instagram, all of that jazz. Follow us on TikTok. Listen to the previous episode where I talk with Jenny Mitchell. A great interview. We're doing more and more interviews. I want to put that up on YouTube, but I'll be honest with you. I really like the podcast format. There's something about looking at a screen. You have one person on the left, one person on the right, and they're just talking to each other. And let's have like, no disrespect, but let's have like Oprah, Obama, you know, maybe Jay-Z, one of these folks on. I don't feel like you all want that. I think there's something to be said about just turning on the podcast and just listening while you do your dishes, while you drive to work, whatever the case may be. And look, I want to start with this. A few weeks ago, maybe about 6 weeks ago, something like that, a month and a half ago, I started introducing my son to stocks. And as a parent, you know when it's time to introduce your kids to something new, right? Whether it's something major like solid foods or something, you know, small like playing in dirt. I don't know. I'm just making up stuff. You know when it's time to introduce your kids to something. Over the last 2 months, my son is constantly, it's always, Dad, can I have some money? Dad, what can I do to earn $27? I want to buy a video game. Dad, can I have $8? I want to go get some donuts. Whatever the case may be, and you're like, what? What do you need all this money for? And so he's in a phase now. He's really understood the concept of time, the concept of numbers, and how it all interacts. And with that, he's asking about money, different ways he can earn money. He's done a couple of things in the neighborhood, yard cleanups, you know, XYZ, XYZ. And I said, this is the time. And I just knew, I said, this is the time. I want to start introducing him to stocks because he's at a point now where he has interest in things in the world. And I say, hey, you know, if you have some money, you can make some returns by giving people your money, i.e. stocks. So we start off small. I give him $20. I think this is at the beginning, like the last week of April or something like that. I said, listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you $20. And I want you to invest it into a stock. And so he's heard of stocks, but of course he's asking, well, what stocks do I buy? How do I know what to buy? And let me tell you something, he picked up on it very, very fast of understanding the concept. Because again, as a parent, you just know. So he starts off with $20 and he chooses the first company he chooses. And we do a little bit of a competition. Where I have $20 and we each have $20. Whoever makes the most money during the 30 days gets that. I give that person the profit. And then I give that person the other profit. So he ends up choosing a conductor company called the Taiwan Semiconductor Warehousing, Manufacturing, something like that. They basically do semiconductors. And I choose Tesla. And I only chose Tesla because I'm like, listen, he knows Tesla. He knows Elon Musk. I hate to give Elon Musk more of my money. He has $220 billion of it. But I said, I'm just going to choose Tesla. He knows it. He can kind of keep up. Get some buy-in from him. He starts making money fast. I'm like, dang, he's really good. The month ends. He actually ends up winning. I lose money in Tesla. He ends up gaining money in Tesla. So for this month, for June, he went. He looked deep, and I said, "We're going to increase the amount from $20 to $30." He says, "Dad, I want to do 10, 10, and 10." I said, "All right, that's no problem." So he takes $10 and he says, "I want to put it in Microsoft," because he's like, "Dad, who owns Minecraft?" He likes Minecraft. I said, "Microsoft owns Minecraft." He said, "Oh, cool. I want to buy that." "Dad, who owns YouTube?" I said, "Google owns YouTube." And he says, "Who owns Google?" I said, "Alphabet." He says, "I think I might want to do that." But instead, he decides to do Meta. I am not instructing him. He's doing this on himself. So he chooses Meta, you know, Facebook. And then for his final $10, he says, "Dad, I want to do artificial intelligence. I want to do AI." And he ends up choosing, NVIDIA. He ends up choosing NVIDIA. So he has $10 in that, $10 in Facebook, and $10 in Microsoft. Folks, his NVIDIA AI stock is already making money. He's already made 75 cents in the first like day. I'm like, these are some good returns. So I start researching all the different AI companies because he's making this money so fast. I said, okay, I got to see. So I start doing some research on different AI companies, including ChatGPT. And that's when I see that Sam Altman and his husband, Oliver Mulhern, have signed on to the Giving Pledge. I'm going to talk about the Giving Pledge in the next episode of the Uncut series. I think there's a lot of aspects to the Giving Pledge that I really want to talk on. But for today, I want to talk specifically about OpenAI. OpenAI is a company, first and foremost, and they own ChatGPT. I love ChatGPT. I've used it for everything. Resumes, text messages to my girlfriend, creating thank you cards. I mean, I am very impressed. And it's clear with AI, it's not going anywhere. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a little quick break. I'm already 2 minutes behind. I was trying to get this at 5 minutes. I'm going to take a quick break, come back. I'm going to talk about OpenAI and specifically this company, because you may not know this, but it actually started off as a nonprofit organization. So we're going to talk about that structure here after the break. All right, so this might actually be the worst idea I've ever done for the podcast, but I'm actually outside right now. It's nice. Birds are chirping, a little bit overcast. The sun is not absolutely beating down on Duke City right now. So I'm like, I'm just going to go outside. I'm going to record my own ad. And if you've been listening to the podcast for some time, you remember I used to do my own ads way back when. I said, you know, for this Uncut series episode about AI, I'm just gonna do my own ad. And here's what I need, because listen, you don't need to go to a website, you don't need to put in any promo codes, but I do need your help. I do need a favor. I want to get all the best reviews possible. And if you like the podcast, you like what you've been hearing, do me a favor, go into Apple and leave a review. And I don't just mean leave 5-star review, leave that 5-star review. And I want you to put in a comment. This way we can make sure that all of our listeners know how amazing we are. So we've got cars going by. People are booming. It's summertime in New Mexico. So all you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. If you need some help, you need some instructions, listen, I'll tell you what to write. Swim is amazing. We love his podcast. Be sure to listen as the airplanes go by. That's all we need. More reviews. Let's get back to the show. All right, we're back. And before the break, I mentioned Sam Altman. If you don't know him, look him up. Look up his name and all that stuff. Sam Altman is the CEO of OpenAI. OpenAI is the owner of ChatGPT. Now, we know right now ChatGPT is still, I believe, I don't know all the lingo, but they're still open. So they're still free for people. They have different subscription models you can pay for. But at its basic level, you, me, my son has used ChatGPT. I'm trying to get him into all the different aspects of technology. So he is not caught slipping. And so Sam Altman is the CEO of OpenAI and ChatGPT. And here's the interesting thing about OpenAI. They actually started as a nonprofit organization. So here's what I'm going to do. Next 10, 12 minutes, stay with me. We'll get you here. A really good episode. In late 2015, open artificial intelligence or OpenAI was started by a bunch of different investors. We're talking Reid Hoffman. Of course, he's the creator of LinkedIn. Peter Thiel. He's most known, I think it's for eBay and PayPal. Elon Musk. You know, everybody knows him. Jessica Livingston. One of the early investors of OpenAI was Amazon Web Services. And a whole bunch of other names, but those are some of the big ones. From late 2015 to early 2019, it was basically a three-year span, they remained as a nonprofit organization. They started off as a 501c3. And for those 3 years, that's how they operated. Of course, as you would imagine, when you have more and more people that are interested in a company, or in this case, an organization is a better way to phrase it, and you feel like this organization is doing good and you have the ability to make profit, you're going to want to try to make profit. So they switched. In late 2018, early 2019, they switched from a nonprofit organization to a capped for-profit organization. Capped is a really, really a big word here to use. And this is something where you don't see this a whole lot in the for-profit space, especially in the United States. Land of the free, home of the brave, where capitalism is king. A capped organization or a capped for-profit organization is a business model that sets up a predetermined limit on the amount of profit a company can generate. Again, you don't see this a whole lot, right? Imagine if McDonald's said, hey, we are going to be a for-profit organization, but we're going to limit how much we can make. McDonald's wouldn't do that. Amazon wouldn't do that. Chevy wouldn't do that. It just is something you just don't see too often. But it is something with OpenAI. And for them, they have the board in the AI OpenAI team has agreed to a 100x cap. So, for example, if you put $10 million, let's say you were to invest $10 million into this organization or to any organization, and had a 100 cap, the most money you can get back from your investment is $1 billion. Is $1 billion. And so you may be saying, okay, well, what if the organization does really good and it earns more money? The extra funds are distributed to the company in all types of fashion. The most common that you oftentimes will see is that the money is reabsorbed back into the organization, maybe for improving software, improving infrastructure. You can also use that extra money to provide to employees as a profit sharing or deal. That's something that you've seen that a lot more, but you don't really see the cap model nearly as much, at least, especially with the big Fortune 500 companies. ExxonMobil, they're not doing that shit. They're just not doing it. So here's the big thing. OpenAI, to this day, is a for-profit organization. They've been that way since, like I said, since early 2019. They're still young, only about 5-6 years old, right? They are a for-profit organization, but they are governed by a board of the OpenAI nonprofit structure. And that structure, that board, is composed of three independent sectors. It's interesting, one of the people is Larry Summers, former president of Harvard. I think he was the Secretary of State under Bush for a while. He's a little bit of a semi-controversial figure. He's like the new Henry Kissinger, but not quite as powerful. Larry Summers. And so anyway, so OpenAI, again, as a for-profit company, is governed by a non-profit board. Now, you've seen this to a degree with other organizations, but nothing to this level. There are a lot of people that are looking at Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, as a Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk type figure, where he is the engine. He was ousted from his role for a little bit and then ended up getting back into the organization after 6 months. He was ousted by a board, funny enough, all of which they all resigned. But they have many aspects of the nonprofit sphere set up in their structure. And I want to give you some of my thoughts on AI, on the company as a whole, on what's clearly an arms race in artificial intelligence world. I want to give you some insights and some of my thoughts of that here in a little bit. But I want to read something straight from the website. And I'm going to put in the show notes an image of the structure, because you may be saying, like, how does that even work, Swim? How can this nonprofit board run a highly touted for-profit company that I use, you use, my neighbor use, my bosses are using, my son is using? I mean, everyone is using ChatGPT, and a lot of people are just using various aspects of AI, period. So I'm going to put that in the show notes. openai.com/r-structure is how you can kind of look it up. I might also put it in my Instagram posts and things like that, so you can take a look at it. But I want to read something straight from their website detailing their structure. And I'm just going to read it verbatim. It says, and I quote, "While investors typically seek financial returns, we saw a path to aligning their motives with our mission. We achieved this innovation with a few key economic and governance provisions. First, the for-profit subsidiary is fully controlled by the OpenAI nonprofit. We enacted this by having the nonprofit Wally own and control a manager entity, OpenAI GP LLC, that has the power to control and govern the for-profit subsidiary. Second, because the board is still the board of a nonprofit, each director must perform their fiduciary duties in furtherance of its mission. Safe AGI that is broadly beneficial. While the for-profit subsidiary is permitted to make and distribute profit, it is subject to this mission. The nonprofit's principal beneficiary is humanity, not OpenAI investors." That's a good line. And then I'm going to read this. There's a bunch of others. They have a fourth and a fifth, but I'm just going to read the third one. "Third, the board remains majority independent. Independent directors do not hold equity in OpenAI. Even OpenAI CEO Sam Altman does not hold equity directly. His only interest is indirectly through a Y Combinator investment fund that made a small investment in OpenAI before he was full-time." They all go on to talk about other investors. One of the big ones they have is Microsoft. They talk a little bit about that, a couple of different aspects of their nonprofit structure. Again, it's very interesting. If you are someone who has thoughts of the nonprofit space, I think you all would really like to hear and learn a little bit more about this. And here's what I'm going to say. Artificial intelligence is not going anywhere. And it's something where I talk often about the hypocrisy of life, and we're all part of it, right? I don't like buying things off of Amazon. I don't. I know there are a lot of people that are like, you don't have an Amazon Prime account? I get stuff shipped all the time. I'm like, that's cool for you. I'm not interested in giving Jeff Bezos more of my money. I remember living in Seattle, and this was the early days of Amazon, talking with Amazon workers that said, it's absolutely terrible. I'm making $240,000 a year. I get worked to the bone. This is like 2011, 2010, Amazon workers are saying this. So I don't have a desire to give Amazon my money, but about once every 4 or 5 months, I'm giving them about $40 because I'm like, there's something particular that I need and I can only get it on Amazon and I know I can get it delivered to my house. It's reliable. OpenAI is the same thing. Deep down, outside of a couple of you tech nerds, let's be honest, outside of a couple of you tech nerds, there are a lot of people that reminisce OpenAI to the days of machines taking over. And I'm not just talking Terminator. I'm talking like the Industrial Revolution where, oh no, these machines make the work. We don't need the people. We don't need you to do the jobs. There's a level of scarcity that comes with OpenAI. And I'd be foolish not to be thinking in that way. Because I know I have a lot of marketing managers that are like, oh yeah, 50% of all marketers are going to be obsolete in like the next 3 years. What do I need? I have a friend who just said, hey, I can work on your resume. I always like to keep my resume up to date. And I'm like, yeah, I could totally come to you to help me with my resume. But things change every year. There's new aspects to resumes. I can put in ChatGPT, hey, what are some different aspects of creating a better resume for free, for less cost? I could pay my friend $250 or $500 to create a resume, or I can have ChatGPT do it for free and get information from all over the world. But it's a double-edged sword, right? Because if you live by it, they say if you live by the gun, you die by the gun. So if I rely on AI, give it all my information, eventually it's going to bite me in the ass. But I went in. And I'm going to buy a lot more AI stock. My son, I give him credit. He was the one who's like, hey, I want to buy some AI stock. Within a week, I was like, you've made more money than all of my other stocks. I mean, percentage-wise. And it's an arms race. So I'm getting into it. I don't know how long OpenAI and ChatGPT are going to stay as a nonprofit run or managed organization. They might not be able to do it for long, right? They're still private right now. This is why my son and I decided to get money into Nvidia, because they are publicly traded, so we can kind of get some action. But OpenAI, they're probably going to be private for some time, but they may not keep their structure forever. So we'll see. We'll see. Beyond that, listen, AI is here to stay. And it's one of those things. We can either try to fight it or we can get on board. And honestly, fuck it. I'm getting on board.